how we identify the evidence-based programs, we actually go beyond what is explained to us or marketed to us, because when programs are presented to schools, they're always presented in a way that it seems like is exactly what you need. But you have to go beyond, and you have to match your needs with the program needs and not necessarily take the word of the vendor or the trainer. You have to look for yourself to make sure that it lines up with what you need, because there's so many things being thrown at you, especially if you are in a school district where you have high poverty, struggling students, students who are struggling with reading. They will make everything sound like it's perfect for your school, but it's not necessarily perfect for your school. And you always have to ask, who was the research done on? Was the research done on a school that mirrors or reflects the demographics of your school, or was it done in another part of the country where the students don't look anything or struggle in any way like your students? So you need to make sure that the practices actually line up with the needs for even your area or your region of the country, because what works in Memphis might not necessarily work in Phoenix. Typically in education, you'll have a lot of materials and resources available to you, but they might not necessarily fit the needs of your school, because the demographics of the schools are different, the makeup of the student body is different, you have different academic levels, you may have a higher ELL or special ed population, and you have to make sure that what you use at your school accommodates the actual needs. So even beyond researching the program, you still have to look at how that program can specifically meet the needs of your students by addressing your student body, looking at the data and the information that is relevant to your site.